we can see short bursts.
And short bursts.
Yeah, wake up at 11, go back to sleep at around 3, wake back up around 7, stay up till about 3, and then I go back to sleep, and then wake up at 11.
That sounds like a great life.
Oh, it's horrible.
All right, everyone, welcome back to the Outside Jokes podcast, where nothing matters. And we're all just here because we have nothing better to do.
That's right.
I'm Aaron. Joining me is
Greg.
I said and Brian. Yeah, thank you. Brian, how are you?
I've been instructed to be quiet, so this is timid Ryan.
No, you need to be a little louder.
Yeah.
How's this?
Oh, it's too much. So I wanted to talk to you guys about
the internet.
God, were we supposed to say unison?
No, we weren't supposed to say. I don't know why.
The internet.
Net.
You're probably using it right now.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, if it's a podcast.
I wanted to talk about why, or first of all, what do you do the majority of the time on the internet, you guys personally?
Are you serious?
Yes.
Well, video games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that it?
It's about like 50%.
That's
50% majority.
Yeah. All right. That's a big. Yeah. That's 50%. A big percent. Yeah. Brian.
Yes, surfing.
Surfing. You like look up surfing videos?
Yes. How to surf.
Oh.
I just mostly surf the internet. I mean, other than work, surfing the internet.
Yeah.
Don't you surf the internet at work?
I was going to say at work. Like, except for when I'm using it for work, I guess it would be surfing the internet.
Great. This is riveting stuff. This is riveting.
Sorry, it's the internet.
Well, what do you want us to say? Porn? Is that it?
Well, we'll get there.
You said majority. Majority.
Well, sure. Before we get into like the actual like content of what you do on the internet, where you go, let's start at the beginning.
Oh,
when did you first get internet?
We're not that old.
Yeah, we're not that old. You are. We're not. Well,
I can tell you the first time I totally, wholeheartedly remember the internet being a thing.
Sure.
Outside of like schoolwork, right? I don't know the exact timeline here, but I think the first time that I wanted internet outside of my like outside of school to use for myself was to play Diablo 2.
Do you need the internet for that?
I for some reason I remember it was either to play Diablo 2 online.
Online
with a kid across the street.
Not your friend, just the kid across the street.
It was either Diablo or Warcraft 3.
You could have done Warcraft 3 online.
Yeah, but I did it not to... Warcraft 3 was to look up cheat codes, back when cheat codes were a thing.
Yeah, dude.
For those of you who now live in the world of gaming online guides, there were books, and if your parents wouldn't spend the $30-$40... for books, you had to look it up online back before we had forums or shit. Yeah. YouTube wasn't a thing.
Yeah. Wow. Game Sharks and
love it.
Cheat codes, man. I miss those.
Cheat codes. Yeah, they're microtransactions now.
Yeah. We pay them now. It's so bad.
In our day for Skate 2, we had to remember the combos to look like Iron Man. We couldn't just buy the skin.
That's true. Yeah. So for me,
no, it was Tony Hawk's Underground.
Don't say
it's Tony Hawk. Yeah,
it's Tony Hawk's Underground too,
which had one of the greatest soundtracks.
Oh yeah,
that was great.
I miss those games. What was it? I think it was
Tony Hawk's Underground.
Is that the one where you play your own character and you like try to become super famous as a skate? Like the role playing skateboarding game that was Tony Hawk.
I don't know.
There was one of them that was like... It was like Pro Skater. Tony Hawk's Pro something. But that was such a good game. That's a game that deserves to be remade in today's world. Anyways.
I don't think it would sell.
You know what? I don't remember. Yeah, I don't remember it being a really good game.
Yeah.
And maybe that's something we should talk about. The current state of online and video games down the road. But it just was a good game. Like,
Yeah,
sure. It's a game. Anyways, back to the topic.
This is the topic now. How would you do a battle royale skate game, Ryan?
Just all of you skate. Just an open world skate. But you can like beat the shit out of other skaters with your skateboard.
Grand Theft Skate.
Yeah, Grand Theft. But you have to have like a durable skateboard. So like some of you can have like an electric skateboard. To, like,
did you just say we have to have an adorable
durable.
You need to learn how to talk. Because I read the same thing.
Yes, adorable.
Write in, listeners. What did Ryan say?
So my first internet thing was for sure Oregon Trail.
Oh, wait, online?
I remember it being it was online first.
It was?
Yeah, I remember. That was like that's a first game on the internet. Snake, Oregon Trail, and Tetris.
Okay, Snake was on phones. Snake. And Tetris started on Game Boy.
Right, but like when the internet became a thing, it was like Snake, Tetris, Oregon Trail, RuneScape.
RuneScape.
Okay, so I'll say this. Yeah, if we're not doing Oregon Trail, then I guess the first... Well, and this was like during my dial-up days.
Oh yeah, which can't pick up the phone at the same time. Ooh,
which lasted far too long.
You never had that? Like, you never got like the tone when you
like
pick up the
I
phone.
Knew my, like I must have had that, but I don't think I became active on the internet until way after dial-up and everything. Like, I don't remember dial-up or any of that stuff. I remember it at work. When I used to work at a place that had dial-up, but because it was so old.
Yeah.
But I never had to... Like, I joke at all the jokes online about dial-up. I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember that, but I don't actually have to experience... I think my parents were just bougie when it came to internet.
Yeah.
So,
probably a good thing. Yeah.
But yes, it was.
Because it was... It was horrible.
That my family was 1%ers.
Ooh.
Yeah. You had to wait hours.
Yeah.
Or just like...
For to load a picture of a sexy woman. You get like the head first. And you're like, can I start in the middle, like loading?
Yeah, and so eventually I started playing RuneScape. That was the thing.
My brother was really into it. I played it a little bit, but I never
got into it either.
I hate, and this might be something else we can talk about down the road. I hate interacting with people on the internet.
Oh yeah,
because there's. So, like, games like RuneScape, even World of Warcraft, and nowadays almost every
Fortnite.
Game. Fortnite. I just hate people on the internet.
Just hate people.
Yeah. It's just the worst.
I'll say this. So, things like Fortnite.
We're trying to not be sued here, viewers.
Yeah. We're trying to not be sued by fucking Fortnite. I know what you mean. But something that I really hate.
Oh, we're on the hate section. I like this.
Oh, I hate when you're put on the headphones and some motherfucker just starts talking, and it like it cuts through like everything that you're doing.
Right.
And there's no way to ignore it. And
I always mute everyone.
Just mute them.
I mute everyone. Just mute them.
But so it's like the thing is sometimes it's like a cooperative thing, and so you're supposed to work together.
I refuse to play any games where I have to play with strangers.
Yeah,
I will only play with friends or friends of friends.
I hate the voice. Like once it comes on, I'm like, oh, I fucking hate this person.
You know what it is? I think it's because a lot of people nowadays didn't go through dial-up or didn't go through. They take the internet for granted, so they abuse it.
They abuse it by talking. Fuck you, people. No. Let me say, I miss that. Because I used to play Counter-Strike Source, which is a terrible game, but I loved it. And there would always be people talking, or some guy playing music through the fucking headphones. You know those people. It's like they're just playing some random ass song, like Hot and I Joe or whatever.
Yeah.
The hamster dance song.
Yeah, sure.
That type of stuff.
The thing is, like, if you suck, they won't let up. Like, oh. you're gonna, oh, you're like, gonna, that's like, all they're gonna talk about.
Oh, you're talking about people who get angry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what I hate, because, like, there are so many of those people.
There are a lot of those people.
And I hate it. It's the worst part.
Oh, my God.
Interacting with people over the internet. Talking over it.
God damn it, Ryan.
Ryan, do you have something important?
Ryan, you son of a bitch.
Ryan, do you have something important?
I reached 51% of my step goal today.
Oh, wow.
You were sitting there.
You're sitting right now, Ryan.
Yeah.
Are you cheating?
Maybe.
Where's your Fitbit?
I don't believe in Fitbits.
Oh. Can we talk about fucking Apple watches and smartwatches in general? And
what's wrong with smartwatches?
What is right with them? Do you need those?
What's going on?
Do you need them? Will you die if I take it off?
Okay. Technology, things like the iPhone and to a degree every smartphone and the Apple watches and the iPads and whatever, all of that stuff is just supplementing things. None of it is required to do shit.
Sure.
But yeah. If Apple sold an arm, would you chop off your arm to have it?
What kind of arm? See, this guy got...
It's Apple arm, but it's first gen.
It's got to do something cool. If it's Apple arm,
it connects to your phone.
No. If it's like...
Via Bluetooth.
Yeah.
If I'm going to have a metal arm, which, viewers, you don't know this about me, I desperately want replaceable limbs with, like, superpowers.
Ryan wants to be an amputee.
not an amputee, just replace my limbs with robotic limbs from, like, sci-fi. Like, if I could have a rocket fist, I think I would do it.
Yeah.
What if it was just, like, a perfect human arm?
Then no. See, technology should add to things.
What if it has, like, a USB?
No.
One USB.
What's that adding to?
It has 8 gigabytes.
What's that adding?
Then you don't have to carry one around. You have it in your arm.
I don't carry one around now. Everything's cloud, man.
You seen Treasure Planet?
Yeah.
What if you had that guy's arm? Like, it's just got, like, spoons and, like,
shit. I'd have that one. That's dope.
Oh, you'd have the spoons bit on.
Yeah.
That's useful.
Spoon hands?
Versus 8 gigabyte USB.
Are you kidding me? You wouldn't take spoons over 8 gigabytes?
What if it was only spoons? No forks or knives. Just spoons.
You'd
have 5 of them.
Can I have the combo?
The combo?
The things you get, like, from KFC. Sporks. The spork knives.
Okay. They're spork knives, but they're all spork knives. You have 5 spork knives.
As fingers?
Yeah.
You know, I don't have normal fingers?
No, you have normal fingers. Like, flip out.
And that's the only thing I get?
Yeah.
50-50.
50-50? You like maybe?
Yeah, maybe. Can they rotate?
Yeah.
Like, they can spin?
Yeah.
Can, at the end, so I don't have to, like, do it weirdly? Can they extend a little, or are they, like, normal finger lengths?
It's like, yeah, they flip out, so it'd be, like, twice as long as your finger.
But they can spin over.
They can spin. They got 3. They're on a ball. They're swivel. They're Dyson.
It's Dyson.
They got 60. The ball joint. They're like bionicle limbs.
Can I take them off to wash them?
Yeah.
Well, you're attached to my finger. I gotta.
You can take your whole arm off. It's a robotic arm. Right.
Well, so if it's just a hand,
you can put that whole thing in the dishwasher if you wanted to.
Hold on. Wouldn't that just be washing your hands?
Yeah, you just wash them in the sink.
Well, if it's a robotic arm, I don't want to get wet.
It's waterproof.
Well, you didn't say that!
Wait, you're gonna just walk outside and you'd be like, oh no, it's raining.
I'll wear a sleeve or some gloves.
I can imagine you just having, like, a black garbage bag sticking your arm.
I'd have, like, a cape trash bag that I could, like, put over my arm.
Cape trash bag.
I'll be a homeless one-arm Winter Soldier style.
The Avengers needs me. I've got my spork knives. Call me the spork.
Fork spoon.
What would your hero's superhero name be? Just had a robotic arm.
Spork knife sounds pretty dope.
Spork knife. Spork knife.
Spork knife. Yeah.
Wait, what were we talking about before this?
I don't remember.
Well, okay.
My plan is just to derail everyone's conversations.
This entire podcast episode is about derailing.
This is, guys. If you're listening to this, just go ahead and turn off your whatever it is that you're listening
to. We're not going
to
release this one. Just
yeah.
If you're hearing this, this is a special reel.
Thank you for backing us on Patreon.
Please donate. So, what's the weirdest thing that you've seen on the internet?
Oh my god, do you want me to talk about the thing we were talking about earlier?
Well, you can talk about whatever you want, just...
Well, the weirdest thing I've seen recently was pterodactyl porn.
What is that?
It's porn with pterodactyls in it. And the reason why I find this so interesting is because previously, me and Aaron and a couple of our friends had gone to eat. And we were talking about double-sided dildos or some random shit. And the waiter came up, and we apologized because we were assholes. And she's like, oh, don't worry. I've seen weird shit. My friends have showed me pterodactyl porn before, and I found it. I found the pterodactyl porn, and I was so happy. I need to send it to you.
Okay, I need to know. What kind of pterodactyls are we talking about? Are these CGI? Or are these...
It was just a picture. Real. It was just a picture. It real? Wasn't video. It was picture.
Picture.
Could have been
Photoshop. So is it porn, or is it just animal sex?
Well... They're not real pterodactyls, Ryan. I don't know how to bring this to you.
I know, but...
Aaron got mad at Ryan because he was making noises.
Quit making noises, Ryan.
No, so like, it's just a picture, and it was naked lady, and would appear to be about three pterodactyl men.
Oh, it's pterodactyls with humans.
No, it's just like, it's people in... The pterodactyl, like...
Oh, the human
helmets.
I was just thinking pterodactyls. Like, this was on Discovery Channel or Animal Planet.
The fuck? Oh, yeah. It was on Blue Earth.
Walking with dinosaurs.
Disney's dinosaurs. Director's cut.
David Attenborough narrates the whole
Jurassic Park XXS.
XXX.
Jurassic porn.
Jurassic porn.
I'm sure it's out there.
Oh, I'm sure there's tons.
It is.
Well...
You what's say that with confidence.
What's that rule? There's an internet rule, isn't there?
Rule 64.
Yeah.
Rule 69.
That's what it should be.
Someone fucked up there.
Yeah. What's the weirdest thing you...
No, I purposely stay away from weird shit. I'm sorry. I'm boring when it comes to the internet.
You don't go for weird shit. Weird shit finds you.
No, I don't even go on Reddit because I know that's deep.
That's deep?
That leads to deep places. I stick to... Social media, two social media sites.
Yeah.
Gaming websites.
Yeah.
Gaming news websites, not even gaming websites. And that's it.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, I'm safe there.
I'm safe. I stay in my bubble. I don't go anywhere weird.
You don't go on the deep web?
And if I find my way...
You don't go on the dark web?
If I find myself going near the dark web, I just shut it off.
Well, it takes...
But I'm just, wandering around...
The dark web.
I find the dark web.
Yeah. You need to install a fucking router for that.
I just imagine Ryan browsing the internet, and then all of a sudden he sees a pop-up and he's like, want to buy some penis pills?
And he's like, oh my god, I'm the dark web.
I'm getting in a bad neighborhood.
Son, you don't think I have a pop-up blocker on?
Sometimes I get through.
No. Yeah. Not enough.
That's what I tell my mom. She's looking at me.
Sorry, I don't.
It was a pop-up, mom.
Oh god, dude.
My pants fell down. I don't know what happened.
I mean, I see some weird stuff. It's not weird, but you go on the Pinterest or.
Oh, is this photo real? 90% of people can't get it
right. Okay, viewers, I'm into geeky stuff and anime.
Yeah.
And anime and geeky stuff is one step away from
from Japan.
Really weird.
Japan anime porn guy in tentacles or something.
Yeah.
And that, it's just there.
It's,
you have to scroll past
it. It's just
you can't, can't block it, but I don't, at this point, it's just the internet. I've accepted it.
It's the internet.
So I don't see it as weird anymore, but I guess that's.
Oh, because it's become normal.
It's normal. But I haven't seen anything what was it? Aerodactyl?
Pterodactyl.
Aerodactyl. That's a Pokemon.
That's only recently I've seen some messed up shit.
Well.
But I'll need to.
What about you, good sir?
Yeah, Aaron.
Oh, man.
You seem someone who's into some dark web.
Weird stuff. Weird stuff. So I think weird stuff sort of became normal.
I blame Trump. I feel like this was before Trump.
So it's become a little more accepted. But there's apart from the weird stuff, you sometimes come across all the. And this is something that you definitely should talk about when you talk about just the internet as a whole is all the bad shit that's on there and all So things like, oh man. Well.
Oh, well, you have to say it now.
Well, no, I mean things like all the illegal shit.
Oh, yeah. The illegal stuff.
Or I have a current.
Download this movie. It's free.
That's something I kind of want to talk about.
You're going to jail.
You're going to jail. The FBI is on the other side of this. It's the cyber police.
You wouldn't download a movie.
You wouldn't download a fucking car.
You would.
It's like, yes, I would.
Yes, I would.
With 3D printers, it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
It should all be free. There shouldn't be any illegal shit.
I can't wait for the news article when they find a guy who downloads a car and makes it with a 3D.
And makes it, yeah.
It's like, dude. You wouldn't download a car? Well, this man in Toronto would.
Yes.
You can do that. It just would take a long-ass time or a big-ass 3D printer.
Like a real big one.
Like, not even a big one.
It would just take a lot of material.
I don't want to do it one piece at a time. I want the whole fucking car at once.
But that wouldn't work. Out.
Yeah.
No. You have two...
Big 3D.
You have to have moving parts in a car. So you can't do it all at once.
Are you talking about a functioning car?
A functioning? Like, working car.
Or just like
this.
So then it's going to have... I think you could do it.
I think you could.
You wouldn't even need that big of a 3D printer. You would need...
You need a car-sized one.
No. You would need
That's
one...
That's about... What are we talking, like a Kia?
At least,
I think
like
a smart car.
Three, three.
Not like a Hummer stretch limo.
Like a 3x3.
3x3.
3 feet by 3D. 3 feet by 3 feet. Maybe 3 feet tall, too. I think that's how big you need. No,
it's not a crown. I can't fit into that.
No, it won't do all one car at a time. But it'll do parts, and you can kind of build it like a Lego car.
That's what I'm saying. I want the whole car.
But how are you going to do that? How's it going to differentiate between different parts that move?
The 3D printer. It just works.
It's not magic. It's not an airplane. Come on, man.
No assembly.
No assembly required. I want there to be gas in the fucking tank.
What kind of 3D printer is this?
The future. That's what type.
Totally would be electric anyways.
Oh, good.
No.
So would you 3D print out of plastic?
3D print out of all the stuff, all the good fixings in a car.
Oh, you metal. Just want a car.
I want a car.
You just want a 3D
printer. I want it to be
car.
Like it got beamed up by Scotty. Like,
that's not 3D printing then.
It goes back and forth, makes that noise.
A typewriter?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Well, you can... They're doing, like, the whole 3D printed house.
They are?
Yeah, you can do
that. You haven't seen that?
Fuck. Is it all in one piece, though?
No, it's layers.
Oh.
Well...
No, I want the one... I want, like, a tiny home
that
comes out of the 3D printer.
No, so what they do is they put the 3D printer, and they have it... It has an arm that swings around, and it sort of builds it around.
Out of, like...
Whatever material.
Concrete or whatever.
Concrete? It's making you knew that a car was ridiculous.
That's in layers, and that's easy. There's no moving parts to a house.
It's made out of silk.
Silk. It's made out of onions because onions got layers.
Onions do have layers. Great. But also, apart from all the weird shit and the stuff that I don't really want to talk about, because we all know it's there. I think that we've all gotten really used to online shopping. At least I have. I've spent so much.
Oh no!
We should just total up our Amazon.
Yeah, oh no! I wouldn't like that.
That'd be easy for me.
I get so much shit delivered.
Gallon of lube each month.
Yeah, and it's usually like unnecessary stuff. Because it's so easy.
Yeah,
it's so easy.
You see it and you're like, I could use this.
Yeah, oh, this looks cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's and it's when you get paid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're like, oh, yeah.
Well, not for me.
I got money to burn.
Is it Tuesday? I'm down.
Tuesday, yeah.
We all know you have a spending problem.
I don't have a spending problem.
Remember when you went to go buy Gears of War and you went in and you came out with another controller?
I needed another controller.
No, you bought the game, you left, and then you went back to like get your bonus rewards, and you came out with the controller.
No, that was the headphones.
No, I always, both.
I always planned to get the controller.
Yeah.
C- because I wanted something special to, because viewers, I have a very emotional connection with the Gears of War series until very recently.
until Gears, that very specific
Gears of War 2 and 3 really got me through my teenage years. But I went in to buy the controller to celebrate Gears of War returning to a console. And I left after I bought the controller with PlayStation 4 headphones. So I could talk to my friends.
It's true.
But not other people.
Not strangers.
I don't
play
online.
Yeah, they're the worst. So because of this online stuff, sometimes you go to, if something seems like, oh, it's pretty cool, or it's pretty good, yeah, or it seems good, you might check out like the star rating and based on reviews.
Right.
And so I think this is a good time to jump into our first segment. And this is out of context Amazon reviews, where I'm going to read either some questions that were left on the Amazon sites, and then you guys have
the
to
Amazon
guess
sites?
The Amazon sites. The multiple ones.
The Amazons.
You know.
And you guys have to guess the product.
Okay. Right. I'm ready. I'm me versus Ryan. Let's go.
Sure. We can do a competition if you want.
This should be a game show.
This should be. We should have, yes. Oh, we should have buzzers.
No.
Fuck you.
So you both get a chance to guess.
Okay.
What this is. I don't care who goes first. And so this is actually a response to a question.
Right.
And you have to try to guess the product.
Okay.
So here's the first response. Yes, you're constantly connected to your smartphone, and your laptop/tablet are an indispensable part of your life. But sometimes you want total isolation from this world. Imagine you're taking her to a cabin in the woods.
Oh.
No TV, no smartphone, just the two of you and the radio playing your song. What product is that?
God, I want to say like a chainsaw.
Jesus.
So when he said cabin in the woods alone, I'm like, he's got a killer.
Wait, what's the first part before he turned into a psycho killer?
Sometimes you're constantly connected to your smartphone and to all your devices, and you want isolation.
It's the no phone. It's a block of plastic.
No phone, block of plastic. What's the no phone?
It's
a block of plastic. Thank you.
It's a cell phone shaped block of plastic.
I'm gonna stick to my guns. Chainsaw.
Chainsaw.
Tell who's closer.
Well, yeah.
And then review, and then ask the question like connected to it.
So,
if we're not close, are we close?
You said chainsaw. Greg, chainsaw. Ryan.
A block of wood.
A block of plastic.
Plastic. Plastic. It's been 3D printed from a 3D printer.
Yes. In one piece.
Man.
Fuck, that doesn't sound like either of us close.
I mean, you have the, I guess you're in the close. If we had a category.
And then we'll argue who's closer.
Okay. So what is it?
Chainsaw.
Fucking block of plastic.
Block of plastic.
How many times have I gotta say that?
Hey Ryan, what's a no phone?
It's fuck block. You. That's what it is. It's a tool I'm gonna use to murder you. A block of plastic.
All right, block of plastic. Survey says no. This is a question regarding the usefulness of a very small AM/FM radio.
Oh,
well that's practical.
Yeah.
I understand because you said you're listening to your music and stuff.
Yeah.
But it said to disconnect from yes.
Yeah, it's an old radio.
It's because we don't. No one has radio.
So who is closer?
Chainsaws make noise.
Block of plastic is a block of plastic.
There's no plastic in an old-fashioned radio.
Yeah, there is.
There's much plastic.
No.
It's literally a block of plastic.
No. Wait. Is it like one of those metal ones?
No, it's not
a cassette player.
Oh, no.
I think that round
like
goes
a
to
boom
me.
Box or something.
That round goes to me.
No, that's a tie.
Fine.
We both are not close.
That's a draw. It's not a tie. Because neither of us were right.
Oh, it's a draw, not a tie?
There's a difference. A tie is you're both right. A draw is neither of you are right.
Tie? Both losers.
I'm going to say you're both losers. Yeah. And here's the next one.
Okay.
So this is a review and not a question. This is...
Yeah, I think we should start with reviews. Unless they're really obvious.
Actually, no. Well, this is Chris. This is Christopher.
Oh, thanks, Chris.
2016. And so, here's his review.
So it can't be something made in 2017.
Thank you for explaining how time works, Greg.
You're never sure.
Lick a dirty bar. You will get the same taste.
Can we ask questions to get us in
the... And here's the title of the review. They even smell bad! Exclamation
point. Even smell bad.
Is it something edible?
Is it a block of plastic?
Fuck you, is it a chainsaw? Can I use a chainsaw to cut it?
Yes.
Yeah. Is it food?
Wait. Yeah, let's just go with kind of... Is it a food?
Yes.
Okay.
From Whole Foods?
No, from Amazon.
From Amazon.
They're the same thing now. Amazon bought Whole Foods.
Yeah,
you can order online.
This
now.
Was in 2016, right?
They bought them like two, three years ago.
No, more than after.
Was it after?
I think so. I don't fucking whatever.
Okay, let me say this.
What the fuck are we talking about?
You don't necessarily only find these
online
or even at.
Is it a fruit?
Is it something you'd expect to eat?
No.
I hate people who order food off Amazon. That's so
weird. Yeah, fuck you, Christopher.
So hipster.
I know, right? Bet you...
Wait, lick a bar and it'll taste just the same?
Like a dirty bar.
Dirty bar.
Is it crunchy or soft?
It's not 50 questions. You have to guess.
Oh.
Come on, you first. I guessed first last time.
It is edible.
It's not something you normally
eat.
It's
a non-traditional food. It's not like a meal.
Damn, it's not a Lunchable? Because that's what my guess is going to be.
I don't know. It's not bad. I want to say soap, but I know.
I know, right? That's exactly what I was going to guess.
It's like soap or chapstick. I'm going to go with that. Soap or chapstick.
Soap or chapstick?
All right. Edible soap or chapstick.
Okay, Ryan, edible silver chapstick.
Edible silver plastic. I'm going to have to go with...
Chainsaw.
Chainsaw sticking to mushrooms. No. I'm going to have to go with...
Is it dry?
God damn it.
Is it
soap? I really wanted to guess soap.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess a Lunchable.
Lunchable?
Yeah, Lunchable. Because you don't normally expect to eat those things. You had a Lunchable?
All the time!
That explains a lot.
Okay. So, this is a candy. This is a particular kind of candy.
Red Lunchables?
Twisters.
Twizzlers.
This is a Twizzler.
That's right, folks. We're a Red Vines family.
I can go either way. Black Vine Twizzlers.
No, these are jelly beans.
Oh, is it Harry Potter's shitty flavor?
No, these are one specific flavor jelly bean. These are draft beer flavored jelly beans.
I guess the bar would have been.
Yeah.
Oh,
there you go.
We gotta be better at this, Greg.
Shit. Give us some clues.
Okay.
Well, don't give
viewers.
Us
we will get back to this segment when we have a little bit more figured out the rules of the game.
Oh no!
No,
this is it.
We're
boys.
Tied 0-0.
Ooh, 0-0. I'll give you like brownie points at the end. So here's one more. This is from Dan, 2017. Actually, Christmas Eve, 2017.
Ooh. So it wasn't made in 2018.
Titled, 5 stars. He gave this 5 stars. I sell these to the coke heads that live next door. Lol.
That's it?
That's it.
So the clues are Christmas Eve.
Christmas? What do you give cokeheads on Christmas?
What do cokeheads need?
I don't think they're
coke.
I don't think they have any significant correlation.
Soap.
Oh. They don't have, you're sticking with soap? Chainsaw. Lunchables. No. I give these to cokeheads on Christmas, lol.
It doesn't say that he gives it
to them on not Christmas.
He sells these.
He sells them to
cokeheads. That's what he said, right? Sells?
I sell these to the cokeheads that live next door.
Does he have a license?
Is he FDA
Dan, approved? If you're listening to this, let us know. Do you have a license?
I'm going to go with condoms.
Condoms. We'll Greg, condoms. Ryan?
Lunchables.
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 No.
Damn.
This is for Kleenex tissue.
He sells these to cokeheads?
What are cokeheads?
Fucking cokeheads rolling around in cash and he's buying tissues off of people. Hey, want to buy some Kleenex?
All right, one more. This is by Lindsay.
I think I was closer. You could use a condom.
One yeah,
I
star.
Guess a condom is a Kleenex. If you think about it.
You just sneeze into it.
You sneeze something into it. And you don't want it back.
Well, yeah. I don't think
you can get other people.
When do you ever want a Kleenex back?
Right, but you can get other people infected. You use it to not get other people infected.
It's true. So I get that point.
And if he's, I'll give.
You get brownie points.
I can see that round to Greg. He got closest.
This is like whose lines, anyways? I get
1,000.
1,000 points.
You get two.
Two and a half. I'm rolling them.
Yeah.
Let's go round three. Four.
So this is Lindsay, 2019.
Oh, it could have been anything. It could be made any year. I'm ready.
Not 2020.
One star.
Oh, shit. You're right.
One star.
Oh, no.
Title, Go to the Dollar Store Instead. Looked more like a 5-inch to me. And broke after about 5 people sat on it.
Can I say condom again? I don't know how many times you're reusing that.
I don't know.
Well, like I was gonna say a sandwich, but then I was like, you don't buy sandwiches.
Greg, have you ever been to the dollar store?
You've never been to the produce aisle, the dollar store?
Is it a banana?
Just a banana. Oh, it could be.
A chair.
Zucchini. Oh, the chair is a good one.
A chair. A plastic. Oh, well, I guess any chair. I'm just going to go with chair. I'm going to keep it generic.
Okay, a chair.
Chair. More like, so it's longer, it's supposed to be longer than 5 inches.
Oh, wait, yeah, it's 5 inches. Wait, was it 5 inches?
No, fuck him. He said chair.
What the fuck do you sit on that's 5 inches and not a dildo?
One more time.
I'm going to say dildo.
Looked more like a 5-inch to me and broke after 5 people sat on it. So I'm getting the impression that she thought it was bigger initially.
Yes. I'm going to go dildo.
Dildo?
Or a broom or a chair.
What the fuck? Broom is 5 inches. Chair is 5 inches.
Well, dildo is 5 inches.
What type of dildos are you
using? I'm just gonna go a chair. A stool. It's a stool.
A stool?
Yeah.
A squatty potty.
Yeah, like a step stool. A step stool.
Okay.
Okay, survey says.
Survey says. You're both wrong.
Damn.
It's a whoopee cushion.
I'm like, what? Judging a whoopee cushion on the size. I thought this thing would be as big as a pillow. That was wrong.
And that was out of context. Amazon reviews.
The winner with 2.5 points is Greg. Yay. His genius thinking a Kleenex was a condom.
Yeah, I mean that works. Alright, so alright, so I'm tired of this shit. We've talked enough about some internet stuff. Obviously we can't cover all of the internet. It's such a broad.
You can't.
I think that there's a lot to be gained from using the internet. Whether you use it for looking up weird shit, online shopping, social media, which is, I think, the bulk of what people do.
Mm.
And then, of course, the pornography.
Pornography.
So, folks, thanks for listening. If you're listening, Dan, again, please feel free to reach out about your license. This has been...
What's her name? Outside Jokes, that's it. Thanks for listening, folks. What did you guys learn? Because I learned that you can sell Kleenex to crackheads and make a profit.
At a dollar store.
You learned about what?
At a dollar store.
At a dollar store. And that's where all the crackheads are.
Ryan, what did you learn?
Dollar store.
Yeah, you're just going to...
Yes, buy those whippy cushions. Oh, wait, no, they're bad.
They're bad. One star.
No, she said you should buy them at the dollar store.
That's right. I learned that whenever you have, like, a disease, you shouldn't go on WebMD.
Oh, no.
You shouldn't do that. Because...
We'll have cancer by the end of it.
Yeah. It's when you think you have a disease.
It's always cancer.
It's lupus.
It's lupus and cancer.
And rheumatoid arthritis.
Yes. What did you say? What kind of arthritis?
Rheumatoid. The one on the commercials.
Uh-huh. And with that, folks, this has been Outside Jokes. God, we're done. We're done with this dumb thing.
We're done.
We'll see y'all next week. Time. See y'all. Bye.
Such shit. Aww.